Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, March 31st, 2017. April 1st is tomorrow, and April Fool's Day just happens to be our anniversary. We started in 1996 selling stuff basically full-time, I guess. Once the website goes up, it's full-time. And we are very happy to still be here, and we thank you very much for your support in business over these last 21 years. More on that in a bit. Last week at the box office, your number one movie was Beauty and the Beast with $90.4 million. Power Rangers had $40.3 million at number two. Kong Skull Island was number three with $14.6 million. Life, number four, $12.5 million. Logan rounded out the top five with $10.3 million. This week you can see Ghost in the Shell, Boss Baby, and other new movies in limited release. Both Ghost in the Shell and Boss Baby had pretty good Thursday debuts. In the news, Joss Whedon is doing a Batgirl movie. Jordan Peele supposedly up for a remake of Akira. It's a big week. Chain the Gang has a new album on In the Red Records coming out this year. If you haven't heard Chain and the Gang, you'll probably enjoy them. I don't think this constitutes a spoiler, but it could be a doozy because it's casting. So if you don't want to hear about casting, plug your ears and go la 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 for a few seconds because it's about Star Trek Discovery. It added an actor, a comedian, named Rainn Wilson, TV's Dwight Schrute, to the cast. Now plug your ears if you don't want to hear what he's playing. Are you ready? Okay. It's Roger C. Carmel's Harry Mudd, not to be confused with Harvey Mudd, because that's a college. Comedy Central's Review with Forrest McNeil just ended it after a 3-episode third season. I was surprised, too. Jeremy Renner has been confirmed not to be in Mission Impossible 6 because of his Marvel movie gig. On sale at Entertainment Earth. It's not so much a sale as something for free. It's our 21st birthday, and since we're legal to get really snookered up, we are going to make a rash of decisions that are definitely good and in no way going to be disruptive. That's why we're giving you a free gift. With every retail order, while supplies last, we have set aside a large pile of stuff. I don't know what it is, but I'm told it's free and it's a gift. So if you're going to order something, go ahead and order something now. We'll throw in something extra for free in the box and you don't have to pay for it. That seems like a pretty good deal. In addition to all that free packing paper you get in every order at Entertainment Earth. Just imagine what you can do with it. You can pack stuff with it and you can paper things with it. And on top of that, we're going to give you a free gift that's actually a collectible or toy or something of some sort. So check that out. You're going to be excited. Maybe. When you order from Entertainment Earth today. In toy news, a canceled BotCon 2017 convention set will be revealed at something called Pete's Robot Convention this summer. There is going to be a lot of other new toy stuff coming in the next couple of hours. It is the end of the month, so we are going to be posting new items. We posted some Hasbro items overnight, including new one-step and three-step changers from Transformers Robots in Disguise. As you also know, Star Wars' 40th anniversary is coming up, and of course, every day is a good day for Transformers Generation, so I would recommend waking up in the morning on the first of almost every month just to look at the new products tab to see what there is. I'm not saying there's something from those lines. And this is another sentence. New from Hikari, if you like Funko, you'll want to check out the Alloy Captain Phasma. It's black and yellow, looks kind of like Yellow Jacket from Marvel. Pretty cool. New arrivals this week include Silicon Valley Guilfoyle Pop Vinyl Figure. The show will be making a return to HBO very soon. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 Mantis Rock Candy Vinyl Figure. It's pretty cool. She's a new character in the new movie. Iggy Pop 7-inch action figure has been restocked. I have one. I've had it for years. It's from NECA, and I love it because Iggy Pop is the best. Don't deny it. It's true. We also added the Jaws movie poster premium motion statue. This is pretty cool. It's a high-end poster sculpture, but with a Jaws shark in the middle that can move. It's kind of hard to describe. It's like a bobblehead meets a poster meets a statue. If you don't have one, take a look. It's pretty cool. We also added pre-orders for the Aladdin Jafar Dorbs vinyl figure. It's a limited edition of only 4,000 pieces, so it's possibly already sold out. The Batman 1966 TV series 3¾-inch Batman and Robin and Batmobile set is up for pre-order. I will be ordering one of those. I have to. As well as the Batman Glow-in-the-Dark X-Ray 4-inch vinyl figure. It's a Kid Robot exclusive. It's Batman, it glows in the dark, and there's X-Ray components. Why don't you want something like that? You do. You obviously do. I do. But these are just some of the many new items we're adding to the website every single day because we clearly need to abuse our fingers to the bones. Maybe I need a new keyboard. I'm not sure. But anyway, I've rambled a lot. Check us out on Entertainment Earth's Twitter and Earth. Check us out on our front page and see what's up for sale. And don't forget to take advantage of that free gift promotion or our free shipping offer. We've got that running. We've got that running for a while, and we want to send you things. That is what we're all about, informing you and sending you things that you pay for. Getting your money. That's what we're all about, sending you things and getting your money. It's a great business model, I have to say. What can we get you? Let me know. Twitter, Ent Earth. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is Adam Paulus signing off. Have a great, hopefully pleasant spring weekend. Go see a movie, go play a game, and of course, order a whole bunch of toys.